It's 6:54 here on a Friday. I don't normally expect to be sitting here in a sweater with the air conditioning on in the studio here, Mark Seely, on the 22nd day of September. I was thinking it is the first day of fall.
Yes, it is.
But I really have to tell you, outside it kind of feels like it's a little July-ish.
It sure does. Very, very late on the calendar to have this kind of condition prevail. Heat index values, as you've already mentioned this morning, may approach 100 or a little above 100. We've already tied the dew point record for today here in the Twin Cities with a reading of 70-degree dew point this morning, which we haven't seen since 1903. Ooh. So that's an old, old, old record.
Wow.
And today's high, forecasted to be in the low 90s, we will undoubtedly approach a heat index of 100. We won't be the only ones, by the way. Quite a large part of southern and western Minnesota is going to be quite uncomfortable today, I think.
You can see where the cold front is. I mean, looking at some of these storms that have popped up, and they've hung together through their march across northern Minnesota. They're now in northeastern Minnesota. Severe thunderstorm warnings here this morning. Wow.
Right. And as you pointed out, Kathy, that's right where the boundary is. We do have a bit cooler air to the north, but it's going to take a while to get through here. So we do have a threat for showers and thunderstorms, certainly later today, and then again tomorrow. And then Sunday will finally settle in with a little bit more seasonal temperatures, and the dew points will probably drop by 10 or 15 degrees, which will feel nice.
So a listener wants to know here, Mark, with this expected September heat spell, what is the warmest overnight low temperature ever observed in Minnesota?
Well, for the month of September, the warmest we've ever had in the month of September is 77 degrees, September 5th, 1912. That's the record here locally in the Twin Cities. On a statewide basis, it's quite startling, Kathy. September 11th, 1931, at Bird Island, which is out in central Minnesota, the overnight low was 85. Now, that might as well be Furnace Creek, Death Valley, if you know what I mean. And yet we're looking at a September low, once upon a time, a September low in Minnesota that was 85 degrees. That's just absolutely remarkable.
But that was in the 30s, though.
That was in the 30s when we were all over the place. We still retain many, many, many records from the decade of the 1930s, yes.
When you look here at the long-range forecast, in terms of how we are experiencing fall, autumn nowadays, yeah, in our neck of the woods, are we looking at maybe an extended warm pattern here going into, I don't know, say October, November?
That's the pattern that the models are currently favoring, yes. A warmer than normal autumn season overall. We will get cooler next week, Wednesday through Saturday next week. It looks like we'll be cooler, but only down around normal or maybe a few degrees cooler than average. You know what I mean? But there's nothing startling that we're going to go the other way in any of the outlooks. So on balance, it looks like right through November, we will be dominated by warmer than normal temperatures. Once again, I might add.
Yes.
Because I'll remind listeners who've heard us talk about this in the past, something on the order of 17 of our last 20 autumn seasons have been warmer than normal. So talk about skewed in one direction. We've really, the last two decades, been dominated by warm autumn seasons.
And like your growing season can last now well beyond what you thought.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. For gardening, gardeners love that. And then farmers, you know, that provides them a longer opportunity to wrap up harvest operations and get their autumn field work done and things like that. So it is an asset for many in Minnesota.
Run between the raindrops here this morning. Be careful.
Yes, indeed. Watch out and pay attention to the heat advisory today if you're going to be outside much.
And happy fall. It arrives, what, 3 o'clock this afternoon?
Yeah, yes. Happy fall season.
I know you like that, by the way. See you later, Mark Seely.
Okay.
Mark Seely from the University of Minnesota here on Minnesota Public Radio News.